Pope Benedict celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Basilica on New Year's Day, marking the feast of Mary the Mother of God and the Church's World Day of Peace. In his homily, the Pope urged people to look to God and to his Son Jesus for true peace in a world fraught with problems, darkness and anxieties. Susie Hodges reports. Among those attending the Mass in St. Peter's Basilica were the ambassadors of the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See. And in his homily, Pope Benedict picked up on the theme for this year's message for the World Day of Peace, which is Blessed are the Peacemakers.
Nonostante il mondo sia purtroppo ancora segnato da focolai di tensioni,
the Pope deplored a world sadly marked by hotbeds of tension and conflict, caused by growing instances of inequality between rich and poor, by the prevalence of a selfish and individualistic mindset, an unregulated financial capitalism, and by various forms of terrorism and crime. Yet despite this, the Pope said he was convinced that the many different efforts at peacemaking which abound in our world testify to mankind's innate vocation to peace. In every person, he continued, this desire for peace is an essential aspiration, and this desire for peace corresponds to a fundamental moral principle, namely the duty and right to an integral social and communitarian development. The Holy Father said man is made for peace, which is God's gift.
Ci possiamo chiedere qual è il fondamento, l'origine, la radice di questa pace.
We may ask ourselves, he said, what is the basis, the origin, the root of peace? The Pope went on to explain that the reply to this question can be found in the biblical texts that show the interior peace of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, who despite the many unexpected things that occur before and after the birth of Jesus, remains calm and even-tempered. Pope Benedict said it is this interior peace which we ought to have amid the sometimes tumultuous and confusing events of history, events whose meaning we often do not grasp and which disconcert us. Peace, he went on to say, is also linked to the splendour of the face of God, and to rejoice in this splendour, we need to penetrate the mystery of God's name made known to us in Jesus. This, he declared, is the foundation of our peace with God. Pope Benedict said nothing can take this peace from believers, not even the difficulties and sufferings of life. He concluded his homily by urging Mary to sustain us and to obtain for us and for the whole world the gift of peace. I'm Susie Hodges.